And it is an open phone day today, and it's a crazy world that we live in right now. You heard the news just a couple minutes or a minute ago. It was the word Nazis, the Ukrainians defined as being Nazis. Ukraine, which was basically at the, they had their Holocaust memorial. The president is Jewish. There was a big battle between, they got shut down. Vladimir Putin apologized to the Israelis for trying to say that Adolf Hitler was a Jew and that the Jews themselves created their own Holocaust. It was like, that's the amount of things that are going on. Yes.
Excuse me, what?
Yes. You didn't see that? You didn't read that from...
I don't remember reading.
Navalny is basically his spokesperson. Navalny is the defense minister. Navalny said that the Holocaust was really caused by the Jews who basically perpetrated this entire thing on them. Yes, that's what. To call all the Ukrainians Nazis and that we have to do the final solution? I mean, it's like...
Can somebody call Guinness? I think we might have set a world record for stupid.
No, we set a world record. No, it's... And the fact that, does anybody believe this?
Does anyone in the West believe this?
No.
Because obvious reasons.
And is anyone in Russia going to say... That's not right.
No, because otherwise you'll be put in prison.
Yes, or killed. Or sent to the, or we used to say sent to the Russian front, sent to the Ukrainian front now. No, it's the absurdity, it's not absurd. The reality is people are dying. They fired missiles into a children's school yesterday. They killed 60 of the 90 children. You know, I said a week ago that Victory Day, they're going to find a way to, they're going to find a way. I don't know how this thing's going to all end up. One thing has kind of upset me, and I read something yesterday, and I agree entirely. This,
What do you got?
Nicholas, is it Biddle? No. Who's the Secretary of State? It's Biddle, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, I can't remember his name. Anthony Blinken, you mean?
Oh, no, Blinken. Anthony Blinken. There we go. I was blinking and nod. And the defense secretary.
it took me a second.
And, you know, that's how I remember. Yes, Blinken. I don't know why this guy still has his job. I don't know why. His handling
because he nods and says yes.
His handling of the Afghanistan departure had no business. The State Department had no business being involved, and he should have been fired right then. As far as I'm concerned, yes, he should have been simply kicked out. And
because he knows how to smile, nod, and say yes, sir.
And his statements and the statements we're hearing from and the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. I mean, this thing saying. They're saying now, okay, our intelligence was the ones that found the intelligence.
I think Secretary,
to kill the generals.
I think Secretary Austin deserves slightly more of a break than Blinken should get.
More of a break than...
Because they're burying him in the background and trying to hand this over to the State Department again.
But what they're also doing is he's saying we're trying to weaken Russia. Well, that's fine. You can be... Don't say it. I mean, just keep the best thing I can say to these guys, keep your mouth shut, Blinken, get out of there. Somebody get a real Secretary of State in there. I'm not sure if Austin is the right guy for what he's doing, but I don't know him that well, so
and
I'm not going to.
That's all we'll say on the matter.
That's all we'll say on that matter. But I think keep your mouth shut. You don't have to tell.
Yeah, and you're talking about going after Russia. We already have. If you've looked at the figures, the Russian economy is this close to defaulting.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. But it's not affecting Putin at all.
Well, it's not affecting him, but it's definitely affecting the people of that country. And
there's no uprising because they know that they'll be either killed or put in prison forever. Yeah. We're
going in a circle, you're saying.
We've gone in the circle. Those that have VPN, those that have been checking in, those that know, they've done everything they can to leave Russia and to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Just get out. But that's the way it is. Yeah, this is. I don't know what you're going to do. I think, and I don't know if there's anybody. I don't think there's anybody around him. He's surrounded by yes men all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, and he sits at a 40-foot table, and nobody's going to get close to him. And he's got food tasters and body doubles and everything else. So, yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yep.
That's enough said on that.
That's Victor, a topic that I think everyone that has been spoken about at, right. I don't use the term lightly, ad nauseum.
Let's get on to something else, which is a severe problem.
I actually wanted to get on to something else if you were wanting to talk about
okay.
it. And that is the CNH industrial strike that's going on with UAW workers.
I have that on my list, too, yes.
All right, so from what I understand, it's about better wages, better vacation, better benefits, basically the things you would expect
right.
from a union strike.
Similar to what they got at John Deere.
Yes, and it was... It was the same union, I believe, actually.
Yes, it is. And it is the same
Well, not the same chapter, but the same
No,
union.
They're under the
United Auto Workers.
United Auto Workers, yes, I know. And the fact is, John Deere negotiated right up to the end. And,
yeah.
And they
didn't. They met at least once a week during the entire strike.
Yeah, and I'm not aware of them doing any what we call strike breakers.
They came back with offer after offer after offer.
And it was all over in about 2 weeks.
It was a month.
Oh, was it a month? Okay.
It
seemed
month.
Like about 2 weeks, but in relative terms, fairly brief. Yeah. And the workers are happy. John Deere's happy. And
they were able to reach an agreement.
And they reached an agreement.
And we don't know how long this strike is seen. It's going on in both plants here in Burlington and up in Racine, Wisconsin.
But we do know that there is confrontation going on between those who are picketing and those who are being picked up in these white vans all over town.
Yeah. We'll call them placeholders,
okay.
I think is a nice word to use.
And they're
not a nice word, but a neutral word to use.
And it stops out, and the vans stop at various hotels and various other places. I know the mall is sort of a gathering point,
and,
too.
Yes, and they transport them to the plant for the day.
Right, because otherwise those driving into the plant would be harassed by, I'm guessing, harassed. Maybe that's, I don't know if that's the right term or not.
No, I think that's a fair term.
Yeah, they would be called names as they go into
and
the plant.
I think it also is an effort to avoid any potential escalation of the situation.
I would love to have somebody from CNH or a worker maybe or whatever. Somebody.
Anybody down there right now, and if you're listening, feel free.
Yeah, feel free. We'd, I know that, it's... And I'm not sure whether typically when you bring in completely another set of workers, it's to basically break the back of the union.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will.
It's basically to continue your production while you're trying to drag out negotiations and make it more favorable for yourself.
Yeah. And see if you can outlast them.
It's not exactly the same situation, but to make a comparison, remember... during the baseball strike in the mid-90s, they were flirting with the idea of bringing in replacement players to try and get one over on the players' union.
The NFL did that in 1987.
And it was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
We didn't get anything out of that except one good movie.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the case. You know, I think that's something, and I don't know whether... You know, and sometimes these things where you have this sort of...
Well, it's one of those things where you can really... It's easy to see both sides of an argument, but you're going to get more people that are on the side of the union as opposed to the corporation.
I would think so, but I don't know.
And from what I've observed is that pretty much everybody I've interacted with is on the side of the union.
Well, and I think the fact that they've got strike breakers or replacement workers,
that really doesn't paint the company in a good light, does it?
It's replacement workers is what they're doing.
It really doesn't paint the company in a good light.
Now, the other thing is that you have replacement workers, but are they, you've still got to go through training, you still got to go through, and so can you still produce the same quality of product? That's the question.
Well, I guess it depends. Do you have to have some sort of qualifications to be one of those replacement workers?
I'm going to guess you have to, yes. I'm going to guess you have to have something.
Then I guess if you are going to sacrifice quality, you'd want to sacrifice as little as possible.
That I do not know.
Because this is equipment that really needs to be of top quality.
Yeah, I know. And it needs to be produced. Yeah, it needs to be produced and it needs to be done right. So I don't know.
Because the company isn't going to sacrifice profit just because of a labor dispute. They're going to what is the sole goal of a corporation?
Make money.
To make money. And they just they don't want anything obstructing their ability to make money.
And to reward their shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's bottom line, yeah.
And negotiations of these kinds can go one of two ways. One, it's like John Deere where the labor stoppage is sizable but they're able to negotiate it fairly quickly. Or they can bring in replacement workers like this, and they can drag it out to the point where it breaks the back of the union.
I don't know. Those are good questions. I don't have the answer, and each and every case is going to be different.
And I say that in a completely cold, neutral way.
I have no dog on
either side of this fight.
I've got no dog in the fight or out of the fight. No, it's just the way it is. You know, I think there's always going to be tension.
Yeah. You're fighting for more out of a job that you are a skilled tradesman in, and you've probably worked there for a good while.
Yeah.
If you're a unionized worker, and all of a sudden you're on strike for something, they bring in somebody just off the street to do your job. I can understand why that would upset you.
Well, you have a changing landscape as well. Not only what you've seen at pretty much all corporations, all factories, is that
people are fighting for more.
What you're seeing is that where there used to be everybody on the same level, now there's a two or three tier different pay level. The benefits change.
Well, yeah, because some people have different skill sets that are more valuable than others.
And that's right. And the seniority, the higher the seniority, the more you keep on retaining what you've been getting.
It's no longer two separate. It's normal employee and executive salaries. And now you're getting more tiers to it, which has to make things more fair, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think the fact is it does. It does, and those who would say, well, okay, I mean...
Because if you're... In a factory, for example, not everybody's doing the exact same job.
There was the healthcare issue, because I know that a lot of people were working and they were told that they would receive lifetime health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that certainly sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but.
But. No, things get taken
away.
They're
also expensive, and the company doesn't want to pay for it.
You giveth, you taketh away. The company gets sold or changed over, but that's just a situation. Speaking of companies, one of the things that has been somewhat, it's a nationwide phenomenon. It's hit Burlington, it's hit Quincy, it's Cape Air right now. There's nobody really immune to this. It's a pilot shortage nationwide. Yeah. That pilot shortage is particularly hitting. It was hitting major airlines. Now it is hitting.
Yeah.
Now it's hitting the
now
regional.
Now it's hitting the smaller airlines.
And Cape Air was.
And it's more of a problem for the smaller airlines, because those larger airlines, those guys will have no problem finding skilled pilots, because those jobs are the most lucrative in terms of flying planes.
I think that what I am curious about is Air Choice One. How much of this is affecting Air Choice One as well?
I would assume it's a very similar effect on them as it would be on some of the other smaller airlines.
No, I'm not aware. I'm not. I don't.
Neither am I. Neither I, am I. I. I'm just I, assuming.
I'm not. We had no trouble. We had no trouble flying the scheduled flights that we got through. And it was a nice idea. We were able to buy tickets through American, and then and had it through all the way. And we flew to Chicago, and then took an American flight right on to Phoenix, and then flew back to St. Louis. So we got to see both of the. But what I noticed when we got back to St. Louis, there were four flights on the board. Ours was one of them. and it was on, it said on time. Above us were two other flights, both canceled. My daughter was going to fly here on Cape Air back in March. To just come back for her. She was coming back for her birthday, along with, and anyway, it was, the flight was canceled 3 days before. I suppose a good thing is it was canceled 3 days before.
Well, yeah, then you have some decent notice.
Well, and she.
But changing flights is also a nightmare.
Well, she didn't change flights. She simply drove a car. And
also, getting your money back is a pain in the butt.
Well, yes.
you know that better than I do.
Anyway, but that's another story. It's disappointing though, and I don't know what you can do to solve it. I guess a pilot shortage.
You do what other jobs, other skilled jobs. Look at what they're doing for CDL drivers. They're offering way more increased benefits and increased pay just to try and fill positions.
That's exactly what they're doing, and that I don't know whether that means changing the.
Or whether it's working.
I'm not sure if it's working either. Pilots are a very skilled commodity.
Yeah.
And let's face it.
I'm not trying to say anything about anybody's profession. I think it might be a little harder to fly a plane than drive a car.
Well, I would say it probably is, except.
In most instances.
Well, we have friends. I have a friend who was a longtime pilot. And I'm trying to think I can't think of the airline right now, but said that frankly, the modern planes for the most part
fly themselves.
They really do pretty much fly themselves. Now he said the main thing you deal with two things on most flights. You're dealing with two things. The first 2 minutes, that's the takeoff. Making sure that everything's working and everything's a go. Mm-hmm. And the takeoff.
Yep.
Once you're up in the air, pretty much it's just simply a matter of letting the plane do its thing.
Then you land.
And landing is, yeah, so it's 2 minutes of stress for the takeoff and 2 minutes of stress or so for the landing. In between might be 4 or 5 hours of utter boredom.
So I guess there's no better job if you're just good at sitting for a long period
of
time.
Now, that said, when something goes wrong,
you have to be ready.
You have to be ready. So you have to always be at the top of your game.
I can't imagine how stressful that would be, just sitting there waiting for something to go wrong.
Well, I think the fact is after a while, no, it's not necessarily going to go wrong. You've got, if it's really well maintained, you are less likely to have that kind of thing. But the one thing that you can't control, what can't you control?
Nature.
Nature and weather, right? Anyway. So anyway, 753-197-54-1490. All right, your thoughts on any of the things we're talking about? The situation we have in the world is crazy. The supply chain issues are still dominant, mm-hmm. Particularly on certain items. Getting chips for cars and anything else. And what's going on?
Is that still a thing?
It's going to be a thing because. Where are all the chips made? At least now we're building the factories, but it takes a while to build to make the factories and then get them going, get the pipeline going, right?
Yeah.
And then to try to replace these things, and the chips have been coming from everything else is coming from China, right?
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, we're gonna take a break for news. We'll be back on the talk show.
Now, kick it. The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Wait, what? And then I heard Draymond Green after the game when he was asked about the controversy surrounding the officials. Here's what he said.
It's kind of embarrassing for the game of basketball. What about beating your man? What about stopping your man? No one talked anything about schemes the last 2 days. It's all been about foul calls.
Yeah, actual basketball stuff was interesting. And how do we get to the point where Draymond Green became the voice of reason?
Doug Gottlieb. 2 to 5 weekdays on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick.
Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in two and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
DQ presents the sound of an all-star summer lineup. Leading off, the promising rookie, new Oreo Dirt Pie. On deck, the fan-favorite Girl Scout Thin Mints. Summer standouts, drumstick with peanuts, and cotton candy. And batting cleanup, it's you. With your red spoon and six summer blizzard flavors, official treat of MLB. All part of the new DQ All-Star Summer Blizzard lineup. DQ, happy tastes good.
Renewal by Anderson.
I'm Sam Hare with Renewal by Anderson. May's a great time to consider home improvements like replacing your windows. This past winter, you probably noticed your windows were drafty and inefficient. That's causing discomfort and higher energy bills for your home. It's time to do something about it. Our Fibrex composite window is the right choice to make a difference in your home. Twice as strong as vinyl, easy to operate and easy to maintain, Renewal by Anderson is the 2022 Energy Star Partner of the Year. Celebrating Memorial Day, our 31-day countdown sale is on. $350 off every window, $900 off every patio door, and no money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Visit us at renewalbyanderson.com or at our showroom in Davenport.
Renewal by Anderson.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Greater Burlington Partnership has announced the 2022 Small Business of the Year Award being awarded to the Collective Food Hub. The Food Hub has seen growth since being purchased in 2021, with their weekly sales doubling from the time the business was purchased by Alex and Sarah Beams. The shop is filled with completely homemade delectables, farm-fresh produce, and locally sourced meat and eggs. They also have added take-and-bake meals and just recently started dabbling with small venue catering. It offers a shared-use kitchen that is available to rent for the general public or for people who want to bake goods that are then available for sale on the attached retail floor. They donate all leftover product at the end of the week to St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. They donated a generous amount of items to a cancer benefit for a local individual, with other benefits scheduled for the coming year. The Iowa-based Hy-Vee grocery store chain has cut more workers. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
A company statement says 57 positions were eliminated across Hy-Vee's corporate offices. They include employees from IT, engineering, equipment, real estate, and construction departments. All the employees were offered retail positions at Hy-Vee and will be provided 30 days of pay and benefits. The statement says they've now reduced their corporate office staff by more than 415 positions. Employees transferred to leadership positions in retail, took early retirement, or voluntarily left the company. The statement concludes by saying Hy-Vee is confident these changes will help them be better prepared for the potential economic difficulties to come.
Three Iowa teenagers were shot and injured after some uninvited guests showed up to an after-prom party. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic said about 200 people were at the party before the shooting was reported around 12:30 a.m. Sunday. Two 18-year-old men and a 17-year-old girl were wounded in the shooting, but they are all expected to survive. All three teens were being treated at local hospital Sunday. Parizic said the shooting happened during a fight that broke out after a group of uninvited guests arrived at the party and several shots were fired. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Millions of low-income Americans are getting a break on internet service.
20 internet providers agreed to offer discounted service to low-income Americans. A deal, when coupled with a federal subsidy, will make millions of homes eligible for free internet service. Included in the $1 trillion infrastructure bill was more than $14 billion in monthly subsidies, up to $30 a month. The new commitment from internet companies will offer $30 plans, essentially making internet service for eligible families free.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Tony nominations for 2022 are in and leading the pack with 11 nods. The new musical, A Strange Loop, which has already won the Pulitzer Prize in Drama. It faces off against five other musicals, including MJ, a bio musical about Michael Jackson. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny, breezy, very warm. A high this afternoon, 85 degrees. South winds 20 to 25, gusting to 35 tonight. Partly cloudy. Just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm overnight. Low down to 70. Along with south winds continuing to gust to 30. Mostly sunny Tuesday. High back up to 90 degrees. South winds gusting to 25. And a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm overnight. Tuesday night, low to 70. Mostly sunny Wednesday with a high to 91. Right now, just plain sunny, breezy. It is 68.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street is poised to sell off again today. The Dow and the S&P 500 index start this new week of trading after six down weeks in a row. The tech-heavy NASDAQ down for five straight weeks. The NASDAQ's in correction. It's down 20% from its recent record high. And adding to that this morning, oil is ticking lower today. WTI crude now at $106 a barrel. Cryptocurrencies sold off over the weekend. The market trades 24/7. There was lots of selling. This morning, Bitcoin dropped to $32,650, its lowest since last July. Uber is joining Facebook parent Meta, announcing cost-cutting and spending pullbacks. In a memo to staff last night, Uber's CEO said the company will treat hiring as a privilege and create a leaner business. Disney's Doctor Strange 2 knocked it out of the park at the weekend box office for the number one spot. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of the business. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and lack of visibility into the numbers. It takes weeks to close the books. And one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial models seamlessly. Insights coming with the click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Head to netsuite.com/advantage for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/advantage. netsuite.com/advantage.
The annual Bid on Burlington auction is back. Preview items at bidonburlington.com starting May 16th. The auction goes live on May 23rd. Local businesses are offering great merchandise and services for sale, and you can save up to 50%. If you haven't registered yet, you still have time. Start browsing the items up for auction on May 23rd and be ready to bid. It's your chance to win brand new items at low, low prices. BidOnBurlington.com, brought to you by Pritchett Broadcasting and some of your favorite local merchants.
Mortgages, remodeling projects, car loans, personal loans, I do it all. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank. Whether you want a better home, more reliable transportation, or even just to have more fun with a boat, a motorcycle, or a vacation, at Danville State Savings Bank, along with your good credit, I can make it happen. Come see me in New London. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It is, well, winter two weeks ago, snow. It's been unseasonably cool. We've had a lot more days where it hasn't gotten out of the, where it hasn't even gotten into the 50s, 40s and 50s. And rain.
Irregular would be the word I would use.
Not necessarily a lot of rain, but a lot of just drizzle. I don't think I've ever seen so much drizzle as I've seen this spring.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
I think when you had your flat tire, it was drizzling, wasn't it?
It seems like... Okay. Low blow.
Sorry.
It seems like tires only go flat when the weather's bad. You know what I mean?
Is that what it is? Okay.
All three times I've had a flat tire in the past 18 months. Yes, that is a real ratio. It's been raining every single time.
Anyway, anything else on...
And it's always the same thing. I always run over something that makes my... That blows the tires. Like, I remember the last time it happened, I was driving home, and I just hear a weird noise, and I see people honking and pointing at my car. And it wasn't until I got home I realized I had a flat tire.
You know, that seems very unusual. We've had very few flat tires in the...
I just have poor luck with cars.
Okay.
They just don't like me.
All right, well, just don't drive them then.
It's kind of hard not to.
I know.
I live too far to walk, and I don't own a bike, so.
All right, what's on your mind today? Is there anything? I'm wondering how, okay, Cape Air said that they would be staying, did they not, until there was a replacement for them? Is
that right? They filed a 90-day notice that they would be ending service, I believe.
But they also said that they would not. If the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport didn't have a carrier, they would stay until the new carrier came in.
Yeah.
So, I'm not aware of hardly any. In fact, I'm not aware of any of the Air Choice One flights being canceled because of personnel.
Neither am I.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm betting that they were probably called the second that, hey, can you guys put us back on your list?
Yeah, hey, you guys need us?
Yeah, like we really thought we were doing the right thing. And it seemed like a lot of the thing. And Cape Air, I think actually their schedule was very enticing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's another story. All right, what else is going on? Well, let's see. Construction's going on everywhere. So, what else happened? Today I came back. Oh, I'm holding my hands on. A deer was getting ready to cross the street.
Uh-oh.
And just turned, and caught the edge, or just, I didn't hit it. But basically, it's like, it came, hit the brakes and pulled over a little bit to the left. And the deer, deer was only about a couple of feet off the car.
It so grazed it.
Didn't even graze it. Never even touched it.
Yeah, be on the lookout for deer. They're going to be all over the place.
Well, of course they're all over the place. They are all over the place. They won't be all over. They are all over everywhere.
I'm not saying they aren't. I'm saying eventually you're going to encounter one.
Well, but, and especially, yeah, they, and with the warmer, they warm nights, yeah, you bet. And there's plenty. A lot of it...
Well, just the night. I remember a couple months ago, around October, I was waking up really early to go on a hike one weekend.
Yeah.
And as I'm coming back, I believe I was hiking at North Gorge, and I pull in just in front of my house, and I see a family of deer just standing in the middle of the road right off my street.
I've had to stop in the middle of typically... Okay. Nothing about Steve Ritter here, but the Ritter home is on my way to work. The Ritter home has got lots and lots of vegetation that the deer seem to like, okay? I've had more times where there has been a deer standing in the center, or two or three deer standing in the center of the street.
It's also more common if you live near a wooded area like I do.
And as they come down, I see the deer, and they stop. And usually the one deer usually looks, just has sort of this lazy look, turns its head, looks at me. It's almost like it's saying, hi, Steve. Good morning. We'll get out of here in another half hour.
Gives you that look like, can I help you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if anybody else has seen the deer look, but anyway. Deer in the headlights.
I think when you say the deer look, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Anyway. Good things going on. Lots of building going on in downtown Burlington.
I'm amazed at the speed at which these guys are working.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, I think the fact is they're,
because I think the goal is to get everything back up and running as soon as possible.
Well, it's always to get it as soon as possible. However, it's still going to take about a year to get everything done.
Yeah, which, if you look at the scope of this project, doing it in a year is remarkable.
Well, there's three stages of it, too. because you've got the riverfront area,
which I think is the priority.
You've got the Jefferson Street area, and you've got the Main Street area. Mm-hmm. All of that is part of the Tiger Grass.
Mm-hmm.
So you got three different areas there. The flood mitigation wall that we've got, I'm guessing Nick McGregor is saying, wow, we aren't having to hire all or have all these workers taking the time to fill those HESCO barriers with sand and that sort of thing.
It hasn't really been a big flood risk year, has it?
No, it really hasn't because it's threatened. We've had what looked like, okay, heavy rain has been in the forecast. We had heavy rain in the forecast for 3 days in a row. But we never got the heavy rain. We had rain. We did have rain, but we didn't have
downpour.
We didn't have that 2 hours in a minute or 2 hours two inches in an hour or something like that.
I guess we can be thankful for that.
No, and it does make a difference.
And it doesn't delay construction because there's not all the equipment and stuff underwater.
Yeah, I know. It's a matter of just finding the balance in there. Anyway. All right, well, I don't know anything else that's going on. The other thing that I was going to say is that the leakage of the Roe v. Wade thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't know anything else going on. That's kind of the biggest thing going on in the country right now.
Well,
I get why you don't want to dip your toes into that debate.
Well, it's not so much dipping toes into the debate. It's a matter, the fact is, if you do overthrow it or overrule it, and you take it out and put it back into the states. A lot of people say, well, this is great. Well, what it does is it takes us right back to 1973. I was in college in 1973. I was in college when...
I imagine this was a big deal in 1973.
When Roe v. Wade came out, and all of a sudden, yes, it was a big deal. And
I wouldn't know.
But it was, and it was prior to that time... Prior to that time, yes, there was a handful of states where it was okay. Most of the states, no. The handful of states, one of those states was New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm, the fact is, if it's all under the states, then you're going to have states where it's going to be.
It's basically going to be a 50-50 split.
Where in essence, it's going to be a murder charge. Yeah. And that's the extreme, but there's going to be, it'll be all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to advocate for or against anything. And as far as abortion,
everyone's feelings on it are different.
Yeah. Am I affected by it personally? No.
No. I mean, we're not personally affected by it at all.
Well, men are certainly affected by it if they make a woman pregnant, and in college that tends to happen once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
I'm saying there are so many different.
But how do you decide
facets to this issue that it's really a difficult one to navigate?
Well, what decision? I mean, the fact is, if you have some of these states, basically they're taking, and those who would be helping they would be subject to the same charges as those who would be. And yes,
as I said, there are so many different facets to this debate. It is an extremely difficult one to navigate because. The big thing about it is there's a certain amount of moral outrage that goes with abortion. And
I know. And, I would hate to be a Supreme Court justice where I've got a crowd of protesters holding signs, yelling at my house.
Possibly throwing things.
Well, hopefully not that. But that would be something that would be some. Throwing things.
You're not doing yourself any favors
you
escalate a situation that.
Throwing things would be a punishable. That would be something. Yeah,
that's actually a crime.
That would be a crime. Yes. I think harassing and doing shouts and things like that. I mean, let's face it. We talked about the CNH workers. How do you think the Supreme Court feels like being harassed by people yelling at
them? Oh, and this is 10 times worse.
No kidding. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
By escalating a situation like that and trying to threaten and scare people into doing what you want is not the answer.
Anyway, turning the clock back in time seems to be what's going to happen. And hey, let's go to the phones first. All right. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean.
Yes, Dean.
About abortion, number one, that everybody thinks that this is written in stone. The history of the Supreme Court, they had a case in 1902 where a black man wanted to sit where the white people were on a train, and it went to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said that basically black people are not human, they're basically apes. Now, if that logic was true, they never would have said that blacks have a right to drink the same fountain, eat at the same restaurant, stay in the same hotel, have the same rights as any minority. But the Supreme Court is not written in stone.
In 1893, they had the ruling that came out, Plessy versus Ferguson. Are you familiar with that? That was separate but equal. Now, that got overturned in Brown versus Board of Education in 1954,
yeah,
that said separate but
and
equal. And separate but equal is not equal. And so there is, the fact is, things do change, but as far as laws, laws do change as well. The question that we have is once you, you know.
Once it changes, what's next?
Once it changes, what's next? And then that puts states' rights, and then you have a kaleidoscope of everything from murder in some states to totally
full legalization.
Fully legal in another. Yeah, it's like that.
But also, back then, we didn't have the science, the technology we have now that proved that a baby after 12 or 13 weeks can feel pain and can feel all that. I am willing to say that I think that the Mississippi where it says 12 weeks, basically, that right there you should put limits on abortion right there.
And I think there is.
There are severe limitations on abortion in certain majority of states.
If the Supreme Court law would stand, there's some people want abortion all the way up to birth.
No,
they may want it, but that's not happening.
No, that's not going to happen.
Saying, you know, but anyway, that you got that now I saw about a couple years ago, more men are getting their tubes tied before they get married than after they get married. They get them untied, and you got condoms, you got morning after pill. To me, abortion is barbaric and savvy.
Well, you're talking about vasectomy. You're talking vasectomy.
There are various
birth control
methods.
Tubes aren't tied. It's vasectomy.
Well, I know a friend. I won't say his name, but he has three children, and he said, enough is enough.
Guess what? You must know me. I had three daughters, and I decided, you know what? Enough was enough. We got to take another call.
We got a couple callers waiting. We got to move on.
Okay, stand by. Good morning.
Next caller.
All right, next caller. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
Morning, Tricia.
Good morning. I have never been a proponent of abortion.
Okay.
That's fine.
You know, in the big overview, 9 months of your life is a very short period of time to wipe out somebody else's, in my opinion. And I have often wondered and had discussions with friends, you know, how many Einsteins, Mozarts have we destroyed? And I think it would be a good idea in our school system if they had to see an abortion after that 12-week period of time. I have, and that child is trying to pull away from the forceps that rip it apart to eliminate it. And with the advent of the day after pill, if a woman is raped, why is she not given that immediately? You know, and it's a little more personal responsibility, you know, instead of, I haven't had a period, maybe I ought to have this checked. And, you know,
Well, Trisha,
get
I think
it done within a very short.
It's yes. always going to be. It's always
well,
Trisha, going to be.
Trisha, I think you hit the nail on the head of the matter when I said that there are so many different facets to this debate and this issue. It's not one where there's a clear cut answer.
No, and I think that's the problem that you have here is that the fact is you've got. You have various yes strong advocates on each side of this issue, and the fact that you have those who say frankly our women you know our bodies ourselves in control we should control and I think
there's a modica there's a lot of truth in that
there's truth
but there's also
truth on the other side
there's also valid arguments on the other side.
I appreciate your call though. Thank you very much.
Yep, have a good day.
You too.
This, keep it on the down low here,
is the Dan Patrick Show.
As a former player has told me and reminded me, you know the reason why we take performance-enhancing drugs? Because they enhance your performance. I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins, this was a one-off here, but I just want to know, how did you get it? What happened? Did you run it by the team? You can run it by the league.
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
The snow is melted, the birds are chirping, and warm weather is in the air. It's time to get out of the house and get out on the town in Greater Burlington. What better way to celebrate than a little retail therapy at your favorite Chamber of Commerce member business? Go ahead and put away those comfy sweaters until next year and freshen up your wardrobe with a new spring look from a local retailer. Get a jump start on your long home improvement to-do list you've made while you were stuck inside this winter. Or give in to your cravings and splurge on a delicious lunch or dinner from your favorite restaurant. Or maybe just treat yourself to something special for having to deal with winter. Here's to warm weather and spring shopping at your favorite local Chamber of Commerce member. Just look for the little Chamber of Commerce member sticker on the door. Brought to you by the members of the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership. Making connections, building community.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
This is Ashley Darley with the Views of Burlington. We are really excited about all the renovations that are happening at Ridgeview Assisted Living. We have an amazing team of skilled physical, occupational, and speech therapists with a team approach that is specific to each of our residents' needs. If you want to learn more about our assisted living or Oakview Nursing and Rehabilitation Facility, give me a call for a tour. Check out our website at viewsofburlington.com and like us on Facebook at Views of Burlington.
Welcome back on the talk show today. We've got, I think, Ron standing by. Ron, good morning. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good morning. I'm doing fine. I just wanted to put a little comment in about the abortion issue that's going on right now. You know, they call it choice, but they always want to say choice, but they never want to say what the choice is. That choice is to kill a baby or to leave it live. That's what it is. It's not pro-choice when they call it. And then some women say it's women's health. Well, that baby's health ain't going to do no good and they kill it. So I just wanted to say I think that when they come out and talk about abortion, they need to tell the truth of it like it really is. It's killing a child.
Can I say one thing here first? And I don't have any disagreement necessarily. I think what I would say is if somebody is raped, if they've been raped, if
I think
or,
the main point is that when women choose to get an abortion, there are always different circumstances. It's very, very situational.
Anyway, I appreciate the call, though. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Anyway, there's no...
It's a very, very murky issue with a lot of different viewpoints and facets, and it's not one where there's an easy answer to anything.
There's never going to be an easy... The fact is...
But it's a discussion that really does need to be had.
And I think the fact is, it's situational. There are certain situations.
Yes, and I agree. And
there should be exceptions to every rule, too.
But it's just the discussions that need to be had are always the hardest ones.
And yes, and the more restrictive you have the law where there is no exception,
the more people are just going to try to find a workaround.
The more they'll have to go to someplace else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll go to someplace else. Yeah, and
whether it's another state or possibly overseas.
They did that when I was in college.
News, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3.